This is Earth and Sky, speaking to Christina Malaisi at Ames Research Center in Moffett Field, California.
Since 2003, Malaisi has used satellite data and high-resolution aerial photography to calculate how much of the U.S. is covered by lawns, from those in people's yards to commercial lawns and golf courses.
Demographic trends in the U.S. indicate that, along with growing population, Americans are increasingly moving into suburbia. According to the Census Bureau, in the year 2000, half of the U.S. population lived in suburbs. Malaisi discovered that in terms of surface area, U.S. lawns cover three times more land area than irrigated corn. From coast to coast, she said, lawns in the U.S. cover 40 million acres.
Malaisi wants to understand the impact of all that grass. She used computer models to calculate whether lawns are effective at taking carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, out of the atmosphere. That's called carbon sequestration.
I found out that if they are highly fertilized and irrigated, they are excellent systems for sequestering carbon.
But Malaisi said in many places people's lawns have a heavy impact on already pressured freshwater supplies. According to Malaisi, lawns are today the single largest irrigated crop in the U.S.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.